Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Hoosiers fell to the Duke Blue Devils in the Big Ten ACC Challenge last night, 91-81. Here's Coach Archie Miller and his thoughts after the game.
Well, number one, I want to thank our fans. Assembly Hall was always cracked up to be tonight, and hopefully we can provide them with a win in that type of environment. You know, they deserve that for an absolute incredible night. I give Duke credit. They're number one in the country for a reason. They've been in some hostile games here in the last 2 weeks, and they've been able to come through. And they have terrific players and obviously, you know, well-coached. For us, I thought we competed. I thought we really battled. And it was tough for us at times in and around the basket just due to the lack of size and depth. But at the same time, I thought we did some really good things as well, especially in transition and some offense where we were able to really be right there with them step for step.
The Hoosiers struggled from the three-point line, making only 5 of 21 shots and only 16 of 26 from the foul line. But Archie liked the effort and thinks the Hoosiers can grow from this.
You don't want to give anybody anything. You know, I don't care who you play, if you play Duke or you play Arkansas State, and I think that's the next step for this team is to bring what we brought tonight and be better at it and be ready to do that against Michigan on Saturday. That's what it's about right now. Each and every night, man, we're going to play against a really good team, and it's not going to go away. We have to keep getting better. We have to keep improving. We have to learn from tonight and be better for it from the next one. Staff has to be better. I have to be better. And I think if we keep concentrating on teaching and getting better and learning, we'll be fine. But the intensity level, the physicality that was in there tonight, that's what it's going to be like every night, and it should give us some confidence that if we can compete like this for 36 or 35 minutes, you know, let's put it together for 40 and execute a little better, make a couple free throws, and see if we can't win by one.
The Hoosiers get another chance, this time in Big Ten play, Saturday, 12:30 in Ann Arbor. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
More reaction from Coach Archie Miller after Indiana fell to Duke last night, 91-81.
Learning how to win that type of game, you know, it's just so important to your program as you keep going, finding ways to win those type of games. Because if you do, it spearheads, you know, the belief in sort of what you're doing. But make no mistake, it's about winning the game. As a competitive environment as we've been in, and we were ready to compete, that's a positive. From an execution standpoint, I think for the most part, we took care of the ball and we played with poise. Clearly, we were in a big-time disadvantage inside. I thought we did some good things to maybe try to help us, but I think everybody's going to deal with that kind of problem when you play Duke. What we weren't able to do tonight was the simple ABC things, which is knock 2 free throws down, hit the open shot, and get that one stop where there's a loose ball or a loose ball rebound that helps you get the next play. You know, winning plays in the last 4 minutes. If you look at Duke and you just look at the winning plays that they made at the end of the game with either a challenge shot stop, a block shot, Grayson Allen hits a heck of a step back. Well, yeah, those are winning plays. You know, you got to find a way to step up in individuals, and as a team, you have to expect to make them. And if we can continue to keep growing up, if we can continue to keep getting better, tonight should be the norm in Assembly Hall, and if it's not, then that's on me. But, you know, we're getting ready to go to Michigan, and I think the point being is Michigan, it's got to be the same approach here tonight. We're going to deal with a hostile environment against a good team, and we got to be ready to battle. And I've been on it not as long as obviously some coaches, but if you get 81 points at home, you got to win, period. You get 81 points in your building, you got to win. And that's where that ability to get stops and hold a team off in your home court and win the game with defense as well. Not that it's just offensive plays. You know, 81 points at home should be good enough in Assembly Hall tonight with that crowd. And that's where we got to get to.
Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.